You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, when you get a Happy Meal, there's usually a cute little toy where, well, somebody instead included some heroin in the Happy Meals that they were pushing. So we need to talk about what one employee at McDonald's did. Then paranoia appears to be more common in short people. So what then happens is short people become paranoid that people think they're paranoid. And so is that just making the problem worse? Then we have a study saying vitamin E could be bad for you because it could speed the growth of cancer in people who smoke. Another study coming out saying, look, those of us who are skipping breakfast, I've told you guys this for years, more at risk for obesity and diabetes later in life. You cannot skip breakfast. I've talked about that. All right. And this chocolate toothpaste that's coming out does not qualify for breakfast. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This headline caught my eye. This is a very interesting headline. They say the Broncos and Seahawks are trying to keep warm at the Super Bowl, and they're using Vaseline, long sleeves, and heated benches. I guess they predict it to be very, 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 very cold. I want to kind of look up what the temperature is supposed to be. They say 2 degrees Celsius, and I do have a calculator here, a little converter. They say they think it could fall below, fall below negative 2 degrees Celsius. That's pretty scary stuff. And that's going to be Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I did hear that it is supposed to be, I guess sunny that day, but still cold nonetheless. That's about what, maybe 30, anywhere between 30 and 35 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's going to be at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium. Everybody's saying New York, but remember, New York and New Jersey, very close together. From what I understand, Times Square has already been transformed. Everybody getting excited for the Bronco Seahawk game. I will give you guys my prediction, but I think you already know. But I do have to review the injury report before you guys go and place your bets. Okay, so these players need to stay warm. Okay, when you're cold, you vasoconstrict. We need to have the blood flow going to the muscles. You know, it's interesting. With this one Super Bowl, I've noticed you really don't have a lot of people that are diehard Bronco or Seahawk fans. I've met 2 diehard Bronco fans and 2 diehard Seahawk fans, as opposed to any other Super Bowl. Like the Super Bowl with the Saints, people were going crazy. 49ers, people were going crazy out here. You know, there's a lot of people I go, you know, who you're rooting for the Super Bowl. Many people just said, I don't care. Maybe that's also why these ticket prices are going down. I guess ticket prices now for Super Bowl Sunday for some of the seats are down to $1,500 a ticket. Now, wow, I couldn't imagine spending $1,500 on a ticket. I understand that, you know, you want to say you've been to the Super Bowl, and some of you guys have gone to the Super Bowl for years, so I get that, and that's cool. But, wow, $1,500 then times 2, right? Or I got kids, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Okay, so I guess, let me see. They're doing tubs of Vaseline. They're going to rub it on their arms because the Vaseline creates a layer of insulation. It fills up their pores and I guess helps them against the wind shear. And, of course, long sleeve shirts. Okay, you know, usually they're jerseys. You see their shirts. I'm wondering if these guys have, if they've, practiced with the long sleeve shirts. I mean, I am assuming that if you're used to being, free like that, are you accustomed to having the clothing? It's a much different feel. It really is. And remember, Broncos are out of Denver, so they see more snow than Seattle does. So you just wonder if the Broncos may be more prepared. I don't know. All right. Broncos safety David Bruton says also when it's cold and your skin's dry, and you get a scrape on the helmet, the next thing you know, you're bleeding profusely. So because your skin is so dry, it's easier to get cut. If you lotion up, it helps. You see, guys, lotion is not a girly thing, okay? It's not. Let me see, what else are they doing here? The long sleeves, duh. The heated benches sound nice. I wonder if those are like, that sounds really, really nice. Have a nice cushy tushy. They say both sidelines will have 70 feet of heated benches that can be turned on by each team to its desired temperature, up to 90 degrees hotter than the air. Oh, wow. That sounds nice. See, if I was a, sitting out there for $1,500 in one of the seats watching, I would want to have a heater. Apparently, there's also going to be a lot of space heaters they're going to use. Again, it's an open space, so we don't have to worry about carbon monoxide. And hopefully that helps. But this is going to be probably one of the coldest Super Bowls ever. But they do say it is supposed to be sunny, so hopefully they don't get hit with snow. Now, you know, many people have been watching what's been happening in Atlanta, and pretty scary stuff where, I guess, you know, the ice, there was a couple inches of snow, and the couple inches of snow caused such ice and issues on the roadway that people, I guess, left their cars. You know, you're seeing pictures and images of that traffic jam. You know, can you imagine sitting there in traffic, sitting there in a car, and then all of a sudden you see the guy in front of you just get up out of his car and leave? Well, then you know you're not going anywhere. You know, I wondered, how did everybody make that decision? Was it just collective? You know, or did one, you know, did somebody go, no, we're going to make this work, and we'll just plow his car out of the way if he leaves? But, and many people trekked home. They actually walked home in the cold, which is dangerous in and of itself. I mean, imagine the hypothermia. If it's too cold to drive and there's ice on the road. So Atlanta got hit pretty hard. Of course, it sounds like the governor and mayor and everybody is going back and forth and, trying to blame each other. And I guess somebody blamed the weather service. Yeah. I mean, again, I thought you're supposed to salt the roads. You're supposed to have plenty of plows. You're supposed to, I thought you're supposed to be ready for something like this. But, unfortunately, it caused a lot of havoc in Atlanta. And from what we understand, a lot of kids were stranded at school, so they had to sleep at schools. Hopefully the school still had plenty of food. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Vitamin E, possibly fueling lung cancer. Scary stuff. Don't go away.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an anonymous email I got in the last hour that I'd like to read to you guys. She writes, I would like your advice on when to know your husband is cheating and when you know the marriage is over for good and the signs that he has fallen out of love with me and if he's ready to move on. I've been with my husband since junior high. We've been together for 12 years and have three amazing children whom I love with all my heart and soul. I don't know if it's time to let go or if there is still hope to get things back to normal, and I do love my husband with all my heart. He is the love of my life. That is so sad. Oh, so how do you tell if your husband is cheating? How do you tell if the marriage is over for good? You know, there's a lot of different topics we could touch upon this. You know, if somebody does cheat, it doesn't necessarily mean the relationship is over. For some of us, it would be. You know, we just couldn't trust them again, and we've talked about that, how I completely understand why people would divorce if somebody cheated, because it did break the trust. Even if it was some drunken fluke, It violated the sanctity of the marriage, the nest, and I can understand that. But there's many people that did withstand cheating. You know, if somebody does cheat, it doesn't necessarily mean the marriage has to be completely over. So, of course, I always recommend marriage therapy. And even if you don't think there's somebody, you know, there's cheating, you know, if somebody feels like they're distancing themselves from the marriage, that's exactly what you need a marriage therapist for. You know, and, a lot of us, we try to do our own therapy because we're embarrassed. We don't want to get somebody else involved, okay? It's very embarrassing to think that somebody could have fallen out of love with you, all right? I mean, I would hate to think that. That would really stink, all right? And it's a fear a lot of us have, whether you're the man or the female or the partner, et cetera, you know, female, male, and it's always something we're concerned about. And going to an outside person who listens to, you know, so many other stories and who gets paid to sit there and listen to you sometimes is a turnoff for people. Yet I think therapy is so helpful, and if you could utilize it, because some of the things that your husband or wife or partner cannot tell you, they are able to get out and then hopefully enable them to bring it up at a future session so it does get out there. And then some people may think they're falling out of love with you, and it's really not. They really are in love, and there's ways to tell. Okay? You know, I actually suggested to one couple to live apart. They were getting divorced. They thought they had fallen out of love with each other. All right? And so one got an apartment and they were ready to get a divorce. Well, once I established the fact that nobody was really starting a new relationship with somebody else and they were still single, you know, I said, just hold on with the papers. Just hold on for a little bit. Okay? Live separately. All right? That's called separation, right? All right. If you're already living separately, just hold off with the papers. What's the rush to get the divorce papers and see what it's like? And I want you once a week to meet up for dinner. And they actually said they got back together because they realized they missed each other. Now, a lot of marriages, unfortunately, stick together not only for, you know, love or but because of convenience. All right. Going through a divorce, losing the house, figuring out how to deal with the kids, in-laws, influence getting involved when the other side doesn't want it, a new relationship coming in. I mean, I think most of the people that have gone through a divorce will tell you they could never do that again. And it's a very, very trying time. And so, you know, sometimes, I guess, the education of what a marriage breakup is, okay, you know, sometimes needs to be given, and people may realize, well, you want to know what? Wait a second, you know, yeah, maybe I just need to put some work into this marriage rather than fleeing. Now, we talked about a long time ago how to tell if your spouse is cheating, okay? In this one article, it's from Huffington Post divorce section. I guess it says Huffington Post divorce. They say signs your husband is cheating, 21 ways to know. Now, mind you, this could also be the same for, you know, your wife, partner, etc. When he takes or makes phone calls in private, okay? You know, that's kind of an interesting sign. You know, my husband and I, if there's a phone call, with the exception of planning a birthday party or something, there's really not a lot of reason to have a conversation in private. You know, I mean, because he really doesn't talk bad about me in the house. I mean, so when they go off private, it's a little concerning. If you look at the text history and the text history is deleted, why would it be deleted? I mean, anything on my phone my husband could see, I don't care. Okay? Because I don't really buy birthday presents. If somebody has multiple email or social media accounts and you only have access to one of them. If you notice that your spouse is trying to avoid family social events. If there's a lot of time being spent with one other person, more than you would think would kind of be normal. Now, again, you got to be careful. You don't want to be overjudging, but that could be another sign. If he's always volunteering to do something or help somebody else out, You know, and you're like, well, you know, we got soccer practice with the kids. Now I got to go to work and I got to do this. I got to do this. You know, and I'm not saying people that are working and, you know, busy, et cetera, are cheating. But, you know, if just something doesn't seem right with that. Of course, if they seem to come home and go straight to the shower when they used to not, they're a morning shower person. But now they come home and go straight to the shower. That could be odd. I always worried about that my husband would think I was cheating, because when I come home from work, I love to take a hot shower just to wash off all the, you know, mucus and stuff. Luckily, my husband works with me, so he knows. I mean, yeah, I mean, I, you know, the office visits are too short for me to do that. But the shower could sometimes be a sign. Somebody smelling differently, them not touching you as much, starting to kind of appear like they're a little repelled by you. Their minds are elsewhere. If all of a sudden they're now dressing differently, you know, rather than wearing their same old clothes, now they get dressed up when they leave the house. Sometimes also picking fights. You know, like you're just kind of doing your thing, and then there starts to be a fight about something that really isn't fight worthy. You're like, what's going on? Why are you, you know, what's going on there? They also suggest, you know, talk about how sometimes the behavior is changing in terms of having more of a standoffish attitude, like almost like they're trying to build up a reason why he has to leave. Or she has to leave. And, you know, I know some of you are probably thinking, oh, my gosh, come on, please. You know, there's got to be something even more juicy than that. But sometimes you just can't tell. And the reason why is some people will cheat on somebody that is already very close to the family, very close to the house. So it's somebody that they're already working with, et cetera, as opposed to somebody they met online. And so, you know, if any of the activities your spouse is doing is something that they refuse to let you share, then that's, you know, unfortunately, that's going to be a, it's going to be a red flag. So I really, really hope that, you know, you get some help and you, are able to, go with him to some sort of marriage therapy, et cetera. You have kids involved. You love him. He needs to know that. And marriages need work. We've talked about this on the show a lot. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, many of us, we put in effort and we put in time, and then sometimes we have to kind of weigh, are we putting too much work? Is this not meant to be? Or is this the amount of work a marriage needs? You know, we talk about premarital classes. There's, I think, a state that wants to make it mandatory that before you get married or you go through a premarital class. You know, there's a lot of divorce classes you have to take on marriage in some states. And I think that's important for all of us, because we just don't know when our marriage is crumbling or when that's a normal marriage. Fights are normal. You know, I mean, even my husband and I, we had a fight about something, and he was like, oh my gosh, you know, that looks like our marriage is going to be ruined because we disagree on that. And I go, oh my gosh, honey, everybody seems to disagree on this. You know, I mean, it had to do with family and in-laws, and both of us trying to figure out how to deal with our in-laws. And it was a very, very important part of our pre-marriage that we had to, I guess, work out. And a lot of people need to do that. And I really suggest, because I see this with so many of my patients, there's issues with family members, in-laws, and the marriage. And we talked about this. Some in-laws look at their daughter marrying the the daughter marrying the prince and coming to their castle. Other families look at the daughter going and setting up her own castle. And, I know that's kind of not a real good analogy, but families look at their sons or their daughters and think that the extended family or the wife or husband is going to be a part of their own. That stuff has to be all fixed and panned out before you even start. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a little concerning. You know, many of us take in our vitamin C and our A's and E's and our antioxidants, but they say that this one particular antioxidant could actually fuel lung cancer, causing it to spread more quickly. They say that rather than preventing tumors, these antioxidant pills could possibly speed their growth and hasten death. And remember, vitamin C is an antioxidant. And for many of you that like to pop vitamin C, maybe there could be, unfortunately, an adverse effect of that. Now, the experiments were not done on people, but done on mice. All right, but the Swedish researchers think that this is relevant to people. All right, usually our antioxidants are supposed to fight cancer, increase our immune system. They help kind of maintain our cell structure, protecting cell membranes so that the cell membranes don't fall vulnerable to, outside sources. But in this particular thing, they thought that vitamin E, the University of Gothenburg researchers gave vitamin E to mice in the very early stages of lung cancer, and the disease grew and spread more quickly than animals who didn't get the vitamin E supplements. And unfortunately, the animals that got the vitamin E supplements died twice as fast. All right. Then they took human cells. They tested it on human cells, not humans, but human cells, and they said it confirmed the finding. They say a second antioxidant, which is a drug kind of used to treat smoking-related conditions, had a similar effect. So if your antioxidants are supposed to mop up these bad free radicals that are unstable and reactive that can damage cells, then why? What is going on here? Well, maybe it's the supplement again. Remember, I said there is a big difference between supplements and the actual vitamins. Remember how we talked about vitamin C could be linked to kidney stones, yet people eating oranges on a daily basis, it's not the same type of risk. Same thing with calcium supplements and heart disease. They were talking about how calcium supplements could cause heart disease, but yet if you have a calcium, you know, rich diet with your vegetables or low-fat dairy, no, we don't seem to see it. So maybe there's something with the actual packaging. Now, vitamin E is one of my favorite over-the-counter supplements because I tell people to break it open and rub it on a wound as the scar is trying to heal. Vitamin E is the gel-like substance, I believe, helps stimulate collagen. It's really nice. But maybe it's the capsule, maybe it's the amount of it, I'm not sure. So right now, we don't want to scare people, we don't want to tell people to not be taking their vitamins, etc. But this is just another study that, you know, goes to show that we probably have to, with caution, look at our supplements and not think that our supplements are actual 100% replicas of what's occurring naturally. When we take a supplement, it gives us additional medication, but there's substrate with it, there's powder with it, there's food coloring with it, and you just don't know what you're getting, okay? This was an interesting, speaking of not knowing what you're getting, they say a McDonald's employee was selling heroin through Happy Meals. Shantia Dennis, 26 years old, was arrested at the East Pittsburgh McDonald's for selling heroin from the drive-through window. Now, luckily, families who didn't want the heroin did not get it. Okay, it does not sound like any, teenagers or whatever accidentally got the Happy Meal. See, I'm boring myself. Look at that. They said the buyers actually came to the restaurant with the intention of getting the drug, and they would get it. Now, the instructions were, I'd like to order a toy. When somebody wanted to order a toy, they knew that then that was the person who needed the heroin, and it would be a drive-thru. So if she was working drive-thru window and somebody goes, I would like to order a toy, she would say, come to the front, probably. Now, so the drugs were sold, right? And then she was arrested. So when we talk about what we get at fast food, right, or anything, and I tell everybody to kind of look, smell, sniff, okay? This is why. 1-877-DOCTELLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. Don't get paranoid over this, okay? Don't want anybody to be paranoid. Study has come out saying that you will see paranoia more commonly in short people. According to a British study, and of course now I have a pop-up. Dell is giving me a pop-up, and it's making me mad. There we go. Thank you, Dell. According to a study by British scientists being reported by GuardianLV.com, scientists at the University of London College says paranoia is more common in short people, and shorter people are going to be more likely to be mistrustful and have lower self-esteem. Apparently, they say that their sense of self-worth is tied to their height. In comparison, tall people are more confident and seem to have better success in careers and relationships. I don't know. I don't know if I really buy this. I can't tell you how many shorter individuals I know have had a lot of confidence. Some I know are very cocky, just like some tall people I know are pretty cocky. I don't know if I could actually stereotype like that, but apparently this was a paper titled Virtual Reality Study of Paranoid Thinking in the General Population. And they looked at 60 women volunteers in a virtual reality setting like a subway train. And in one setting, all the volunteers were their normal height. In a second setting, their height was reduced by 10 inches. The women were not informed about their change in height, but the virtual subway riders behaved in a neutral manner that wouldn't make people think that they would have an abnormal reaction, and they found that the volunteers started to be a little bit more mistrustful, fearful, etc. Now, again, a study like this is very, very short, all right? I'm not putting too much weight. But there's, I guess, another study from Newcastle University, which looked at people who visited high-crime neighborhoods. After spending 45 minutes in the area, the participants developed paranoid and less trust, feelings similar to those in high-crime areas. This was a study that came out a little while ago. And so they thought that people who live in high-crime neighborhoods have more mistrust and paranoia than those who live in well-to-do neighborhoods. Now, you know, a lot of us, we had lived on streets, you know, in the past where you could have your, door unlocked. But, you know, then I lived in areas where, no, you locked everything up, okay? You know, you got off the bus, you went straight home, you didn't talk to anybody, you locked the door, deadbolted it, made sure you weren't followed, walked around with your keys in between your fingers, made sure you knew where a phone was, made sure you followed where the light was, so I think a lot of us are more savvy when we live in areas that we believe do not seem to be picturesque or la la land. All right. So I think a lot of us are more aware. But in terms of the paranoia, paranoia is a very strong term. Paranoia denotes that you have this over exaggerated fear, something that wouldn't be appropriate. Well, you know, if you're, let's say, shorter and you have been bullied in the past, or you feel that you're going to be more like passed up, or you, like, for example, you know, the subways, when I rode them a long time ago in New York, okay, it wasn't as electronic as it is. So you had to basically be able to hear what was going on, or you had to see the thing switch and tell you if you were at Harper's Ferry or whatever. I mean, you know, your exit, you had to know. And so if you can't see, you're going to be a little less, I guess, relaxed than somebody who can see. I mean, it makes common sense. But, you know, it's interesting because I think being short has a lot of advantages. Even though medically you could be at a disadvantage for heart disease, they say taller people are more likely to be afflicted with cancer because they have bigger organs, etc. It's just one of those things that they brought up kind of coincidentally. I don't think we have a real, real good study that we could harp about. But there's, I think, a lot of things where somebody short has an advantage, and you definitely see that in the acting community. All right, these shorter men, damn, they get, you know, TV programs, and so power to them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel.
Veteran-owned Freestrike Eye is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dried Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, thank you all for tuning in. We truly do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, for years I've been telling you all that you need to eat breakfast and how I believe that if you skip breakfast, you're putting yourself more at risk for diabetes. And my theory was, your body is designed to eat every few hours, right? The pancreas that sits near your intestines that's supposed to shoot out insulin to help your body absorb the sugar, all right? It works on signals from the body on how much insulin it should shoot out, all right? But the body likes things very, very calm. It doesn't like dramatizations and exaggerations. So if you're eating little bits on a regular basis every couple hours, your body gets used to it, it likes it, it works better, your metabolism increases, etc. But if you're only eating one or two big meals a day, you're going to be more prone to diabetes because you're now eating a big, huge load of food, a whole bunch of glucose all at once. And, you know, your pancreas is not trained to only work once or twice a day giving some baseline insulin. You know, it wants some sort of predictability. And so another study has come out saying, looks like if you miss your morning meals, it increases your risk of diabetes and obesity. Thank you. That's what I was saying. They say people who ate poor breakfast were 68% more likely to suffer metabolic syndrome as adults. Now, metabolic syndrome is one of those collective type of disorders where you have high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, etc. And again, you know, like I said with metabolism, your body doesn't understand why you're not eating for the 8 hours you slept and then the 4 hours after you slept. The body doesn't understand going 12 hours without food. So you need to make sure that you have very good breakfast, very good lunch, dinner, or divide it up into other types of snacks. Now, this metabolic syndrome could unfortunately put you at risk for diabetes, heart disease, stroke, etc. Why? Because obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure put you at risk for that. Now, back in 1981, researchers from Umeå University in Sweden asked students studying at school across the northern city of Luleå to answer questions about what they ate for breakfast. Now, remember, back in 1981, I think Captain Crunch and Count Chocula and those were kind of going out of favor, and you started to get, I guess, the rainbow. Remember when the rainbow was introduced in Lucky Charms? But it was still a big cereal time. They say the respondents were then asked to return in 2008, 27 years later, to undergo a health check. I'm surprised many of them did. Researchers were specifically looking for signs of metabolic syndrome and its associated diseases. The study found that the young people who neglected to eat breakfast or ate a poor breakfast during the original study back in 1881 were almost 70% more likely to suffer from metabolic syndrome than those who ate healthy in their youth. Now, of course, you know, there could be a variety of other issues like socioeconomic factors and lifestyle and, you know, who they ended up dating or marrying, etc. And, you know, a whole variety of things. If they lived, you know, in a city where there's tons of fast food, or if they lived more rural where, you know, you had to, you know, cook more of your meals. I mean, all those could be issues. All right. But, you know, this is something that we've talked about. There was another study where they looked at larger breakfasts, and they said in an Israeli study, those who ate larger breakfasts and smaller lunches and dinners lost an average of 19.1 pounds. Yet people eating most of their calories at the end of the day on this one study lost 7.9 pounds. So eating your larger meal earlier in the day seems to be better. Your body is more equipped to handle it. And, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think we really think about how our body functions. Now, mind you, it's kind of scary, too. Okay, I don't really want to stop and think about how my heart's working. You know, because then I would freak out going, oh my gosh, it's going to stop at any time. You know, a lot of people, they just don't want to know that. But all I'm asking is for just a basic understanding and appreciation of what your body has to go through. Yes, for years we've eaten on the fly. Yes, we've eaten quickly. We've eaten standing up. We've eaten poorly. We've only had, let's say, I don't know, a candy bar and some soda on the way to work. And for some reason, we didn't drop dead, so apparently it's okay. It's not okay. All these things seem to add up. It is additive. Yeah, your body can repair itself, etc., but your body starts getting used to things. You know, when we talked about diet sodas and people gaining weight on diet soda, remember, your body is looking at this sugar substitute as, wait a second, well, this isn't real food, so if I'm getting this, I better slow down my metabolism because I don't know when real food is coming. That's why people who drink diet sodas have a more difficult time losing weight. Okay? You know, it just, everything makes sense if you stop to think about it. What kind of doesn't make sense is, I guess Oreo's made a cookie dough cookie, a cookie dough Oreo. I want to know where the chocolate-filled Oreo cookies are, because I would really like those, but I never see them anymore. But there's supposed to be a cookie dough Oreo cookie, and from what I heard, it kind of flopped. Didn't really do that well. All right, but toothpaste is now going to be coming out. There, I believe it's going to be a brand of toothpaste that has chocolate-flavored, and I believe also a vanilla flavor. There's a mint chocolate Trek toothpaste. I think it's from Johnson & Johnson, or no, Procter & Gamble. I'm sorry, Procter & Gamble Crest. And there's vanilla mint spark. And I guess, these dessert flavored toothpaste are supposed to kind of attract people. And I don't know how good they could really, really taste. I want kids to not have to always have things catered to them. Okay, you know, they need to just brush their teeth. And whether it's tasty to brush their teeth or not, all right, I kind of get tired of everything having to cater. Now, I understand businesses need to make money, and I get that. Okay, Procter & Gamble, brilliant company, I get that. All right, they'll be able to sell another product. Why don't you make a yummy flavored toothpaste? I get that, that's good. But for those of you going, oh, that's going to be great because my kid doesn't want to brush his teeth. If you have a kid that doesn't want to brush your teeth, they need a good talking to. I'm tired of all this mottie coddling and kitten gloving, okay? You know, like my kids with something vegetarian on their plate, okay? Eat the vegetable. Eat the vegetable, all right? That's just what you do. Not everything has to be fun. Not everything has to be super tasty. Not everything has to be easy. And it's just, you know, people don't realize that they have to do certain things. There's always give and take. And that's something that I think this generation isn't getting. So chocolate-covered toothpaste. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, Miss Colorado teen Christy Alphas has been stripped of her title because it has emerged that she had starred in a porn film. Now, I don't know how old she was when she did, but how many times have we heard that? I mean, if she's a Miss Teen, right? I mean, trying for the Miss Teen USA crown, you would think that she was probably a little too young to star in a pornographic film, okay? She replies that she's, I guess, 18 years old. All right, but this might have happened when she was 16. Now, I don't really know much about the teen pageants, but the one thing that I am kind of shocked by is every now and then you hear of a contestant being pulled because they were in a porno. How common is starring in pornography these days? I'm a little confused. I mean, at that young age, I always thought that just for people who, you know, are able to get a good deal, and they need the money, and they're in between jobs, etc. But are girls thinking, or even young boys, are they thinking that this is a means to launch into stardom? They want to be in a film so badly that they'll do a pornographic film? I don't get that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white chest.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white chest.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.